In an emergency, look for the helpers, as Mr. Rogers used to say. Getting through this coronavirus pandemic is going to take lots of different helpers. Nurses, doctors, teachers, parents. Add delivery workers to the list, especially in South Korea. Kelly Kasulis is based in Seoul, a place the locals sometimes refer to as Delivery Nation.
I moved to South Korea a few years ago from the U.S. And one thing that's been really easy to get used to is the convenience. Here's what I'm talking about. I was laying in bed a few nights ago when I realized that I forgot to buy a special kind of battery for my camera. I panicked a little because I needed it the next morning for work. But then I remembered. South Koreans call their country Paedanara, or Delivery Nation, for a reason. I ordered the battery online that same night. The website promised it would get to me in time. And sure enough, the next morning at 7 a.m.,
so I just got a text message saying that my packages arrived to my door, so I'm about to go grab them.
But here's the real kicker. The battery cost me around $10, and delivery was free.
I feel like a kid opening Christmas presents right now.
I stuff the battery in my backpack and head out for the day.
So it's early morning here, and I'm just leaving my apartment to go to work. And, of course, there's one of these delivery trucks in front of my house. The delivery guy must be running upstairs and giving people their packages.
As I walk to my bus stop, two other delivery services pass me along the way. South Koreans jokingly call themselves delivery minjok. Minjok means a group of people, sort of like an ethnicity or a race. But during the coronavirus outbreak, the national obsession with delivery has kicked into overdrive. Woo Ye-jin, a 25-year-old university student, tells me that she does most of her shopping online. But nowadays, she says,
그냥 원래 한국은 배달을 많이...
Because of corona, I've heard so many more people are getting things online and having them delivered.
But convenience also comes with a dark side. Earlier this month, a delivery man working for a big online retailer here died at work. Another delivery guy found his body at 2 a.m., lying in the stairwell of an apartment building with no elevator. News media only identified the man as Mr. Kim. The incident got a lot of attention. Ha-ung is the head of a labor union for delivery workers. Ha says the official reason for Kim's death was listed as heart failure, but that's not what he thinks really killed him.
일단은 그 뭐 사인이랑은 그 기사 통해서
아마 Ha says Kim died from being overworked, from pressure that comes with the job. Korean delivery workers are tracked by a GPS system, and they're rewarded for speed. That's how management first noticed something was wrong with the worker who died.
상대평가예요. 그래서 제가 100개를 해도 예를 들어 기자님이 101개를 하면은
Ha says he wants employers to stop promising dawn deliveries altogether and ease up on the pace. A year ago, he says he was delivering to about 80 homes per day. Now it's as high as 180. Now, I can't help but to feel guilty every time I open a package. But then again, South Koreans aren't the only ones addicted to home deliveries. Andrew Eun-gi Kim is a sociologist at Korea University.
People all over the world order things online, you know, like the United States, there's Amazon.
But Kim tells me that South Koreans have gone all in. Quick home deliveries are just a part of the culture here.
One of the code words or keywords for contemporary Korean culture is 빨리빨리, right? We like to get things done fast.
빨리빨리 means hurry, hurry. It's something I hear a lot when speaking to everyday Koreans. Kim says it's helped raise expectations among customers and added to pressure on businesses to compete. For example, South Korea has the highest number of restaurants per capita in the world. When I look at options for Korean barbecue on my smartphone, there are dozens of them. So, I'll probably pick the one that does quick and free delivery.
The competition factor is, I think, important in explaining some of the unique practices happening in Korea.
The university student I spoke with, Woo Ye-jin, admits that her expectations are very high. When she was studying abroad in New Zealand, she says she ordered something online and had to wait 20 days for her package and pay for shipping.
Oh, 진짜 편하지.
Oh, it's so convenient. In Korea, delivery, it's fast and cheap. It's really nice.
It's not easy for delivery workers to advocate for themselves. Many of them are technically self-employed. Professor Kim says some get paid as little as 50 cents per delivery. Korean work culture also discourages people from speaking up.
The company culture is still very top-down, strict hierarchy, right? Where workers are not really free to challenge or to object to the demands of the superiors.
Ha-woong, the union organizer, says he can't be sure his colleague died from exhaustion, but he says it was only a matter of time before something like this happened.
일단 기존에 이 일이
Ha says his employer told him to wait until the coronavirus outbreak is over. Then they can negotiate working conditions. In the meantime, Ha can expect to be busy, as consumers, including me, keep ordering stuff online. For The World, I'm Kelly Kasulis in Seoul.